Good morning. Good enough. I haven't talked before. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy. Good morning, Karen. And who was a deep voice?
My name is Nick.
Nick?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the call. Where are you calling from, Nick?
Well, thank you. I'm calling from Green Bay, Illinois.
Wow, I hope you're on the north side.
Actually, the southern side. I just got a big snowfall last night.
Oh, you did? You didn't get in the tornado?
We missed that one.
That's good. So, how do you find out about the call?
I joined Nick in about last Thursday, actually.
Wow.
So I emailed out and I wanted to call in and see what it's all about and learn some new stuff and get going.
All right. I made a special sign for you today. I decided I better put a little more NECAN. This call is generally about helping people to stay healthy and get more healthy. And then I just put in a slide about this call is brought to you by NECAN today. So, and this is Ruth Williams calling from Vashon Island. And who did you join? What organization? Do you know who your Upline Diamond or Platinum is?
Oh, mine is?
Yours is Nick, yeah.
I think he's it's Pat and Terry McDonald.
And under McDonald?
Yes.
Great. They're down, they went to Australia. They're in Australia right now.
Yes, they are.
Okay, that's right, McDonald's. Okay, now do you know and want to, or do you know how to get onto the WebEx?
I'm just learning that right now. I'm on my phone, so.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully I don't lose you.
Are you driving?
Yeah. I'm running some errands real quick. It takes me a little bit to get there, so.
Okay, so I don't hear the driving noise, so the sound is good.
Excellent.
We have Karen Eastwood. Nancy, you guys want to tell where you're calling from?
This is Nancy, and I'm in the Houston area. Welcome to the call, Nick.
Well, thank you. Glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Karen, you must be muted because I can't hear you.
I can't hear you, Ruth.
That's what I just said to you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What did you say?
I said you wanted. We have Nick, who's brand new into NECAN, and I wanted to see if you wanted to tell him where you're from and why you're excited about NECAN.
Yeah, I'm from Clay Ellum, Washington. Ruth and Dennis have been our good friends for well over 30 years, and they were the reason that we joined, and it has been an incredible journey, not only, and this is the most important, of what it has done for our health, but we have also made a very excellent income, and it has really been nice. I'm 73. My husband will be turning 77 in August, and this has been a wonderful way to be spending our life. We have 11 children, and so being in NECAN gives us time to be able to do things also with our children. Before we were in NECAN, my husband was a water well driller. And that took a lot of his time, and he didn't have a lot of time to spend at home. But now he has lots of time, and we enjoy it.
Excellent.
Great story.
So you've made a very good decision for your life.
I'm very excited about it, too. Very excited.
So, Nick, what do you do? Are you on your way to work or what?
I do cable TV telephone construction, but we get laid off, like, a lot. So that's on this, you know, for my headaches and some arthritis that I have, and trying to have some more information about the income potential. I'm like, wow, that's a great way to stay home and be with my family more.
That's a good choice, that's right. A backup plan. A wise person. So many people just think that they don't need a backup plan, I guess. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who's joined us?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. This is Margaret.
Good morning. I'm glad to hear that you didn't get blown away by a tornado.
No, we were very fortunate here in Middle Tennessee.
Oh, that is good. I've been worried about you every time I see that on TV.
Usually you can tell if it hits Nashville, we might be involved. But anyway, it didn't. I think they may have had some hail, but anyway, I don't know that we even had hail.
Well, that is good. So good morning, everybody else. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to get rid of these chimes first. Karen, are you on postcode?
Am I on first page?
Is anybody else on the call on the host code? Liz?
I am, Ruth.
Monty.
Would
you please star 8 to see if you can get rid of the chimes? I'm on my home phone. I don't have my cell phone right now. And it's not working for me to star 8. I have to do it twice.
They're off.
Okay, thank you. So, good morning again. This is Ruth Williams calling from Vashon Island, and welcome to the call. We have a new guest on our call, Nick from Illinois, and he's just new to NECAN and Mac and Pat's group, so we're excited about that. And today we want to talk again about kind of our focus, a mission, and that is to help people, help our whole country be able to get rid of these chronic diseases that are causing so many of the problems, and the heart disease and all these that I have on the screen, the cancer epidemic and diabetes and strokes, and all of them are epidemic, and those and more. And realizing that those are primarily caused by inflammation. We're really talking a lot about inflammation on our calls. And so one of the things that causes them is toxins, but then our diet becomes toxic to us when we eat too many acidic foods. So here's a new slide that I just made this morning. And it's about the chronic inflammation. Whenever you see an arrow on my slide, that means either leads to or yields, which is kind of a geometry figure, I think, we used to use. One of the things that chronic inflammation causes or leads to is clogged blood vessels, and that leads to the top killer diseases. And as you can see in the picture, inflammation has already occurred in this blood vessel and is starting to clog the blood vessel up. And that is from the things that we are putting into our body, and some of the things we are doing, probably, and some of the things we are not doing. And today I put a little note here on our program, because we don't talk about NECAN a lot, and we won't talk about it as much as we talk about some of the other things that we're trying to learn, or we are learning. This program is brought to you by NECAN. Because we have been seeing, because we have seen the amazing results for years. And so here we have, when we have toxins, which are causing the inflammation, we have NECAN water and air purification products. We talk about the pH balance and the acidity, and a couple of things that we have are in gaining more alkaline foods and a more alkaline body. We have Siaga. Of course, we have the water. But I didn't put right here. And we have jade greenzymes. We also have that directly relates to alkalinizing the body is the bone health products, because that's what our body uses. Is it just goes and robs our bones of the calcium to balance the acidity that we're eating when we're drinking soda pop and all that sugar and everything. Okay, when we have uric acid and high, that's a lot caused by high protein, fructose, and all sugars in our body that causes people a lot of problems and pain. We have we can substitute vegetable protein and use stevia instead of the sugars, and we can get both of those in an ECAM body balance. And, of course, there are no refined or artificial sugars in that, and we don't want to have, and the refined sugar and artificial sugars are also where we're getting this high protein, not high protein, but the fructose, including high fructose sugar and all those sugars that are refined. And then we have another cause of inflammation, that being stress. NECAN has a nature rest sleep system that helps us to be able to get a restorative deep sleep. So if you have people want to know more about NECAN products and the NECAN way to earn a living so that that takes some stress out of you, I should have put NECAN business on the bottom of here to help alleviate stress too. I'll have to do that. Vital Health Style from NECAN. We have Thursday presentations at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And you will, if you're a member of the Williams organization, you'll receive updates. And if you need information and you're not a part of our organization, then you can email nothurtin@gmail.com. Include your name and phone number and best time to call. So that's our new slide today. Anybody have any questions about any of these? Here on this page, we can find this 10-point chart for wellness, and wellness with NECAN, so wellness with your, keeping your day healthy. You have Pine Mag water, you have a NECAN sleep, this is a checklist, and you check off what you do. Get your exercise at least 30 minutes a day, and you can do it all at one time or throughout the day, as I have noted on here. You take your NECAN nutritionals, and you journal on the back side of the paper, because there's certainly not room on the front side there, in that little line. And then you have your three meals and two snacks throughout the day. And this is available, this chart, this and some of the rest of the charts are available on ybhurton.com or .biz. And you can print them out there. So you can see them if you didn't see them on here. Turn the page. Well, my page is not turning. I suspect sometimes it doesn't entirely load, and that's probably what happened. Well, actually, I'm not planning to talk about any more of the pages, except that if you wanted to see the rest of the pages of the tools, go look on Why Be Hurting. And so now we're going to look at the books, a bit about the books that we're using right now, using other resources as well, but wanting to have completely covered the Abascal way, which is Kathy Abascal, who happens to be from Vashon Island. The book is Too Quiet, Inflammation for Health and Weight Loss, or and for Health. And so I am going to cover a few things, and I will kind of pause in between so that if you have an experience or some comment that you can do that. I'm looking on page 218, and pardon me for reading some of these things, but sometimes Kathy says better things in a better way than I do. But let's discuss as we go along as well. Now this first, and I like to do the ones that I'm most experienced with. And the first one is one of my very favorites. It's talking about nuts. And I eat nuts all the time. And was mentioned once before, I happened to be going to the football game with Ed and Rebecca Weens, and I don't know, we were just talking about something, I asked her maybe what she eats, and she's an RN, and she's busy all the time, And she said, oh, I always have almonds in my pocket, and I eat almonds all the time. Well, that is exactly what I do. And so the question that was asked in the book is, should nuts be raw? And she says, your nuts may be raw, roasted, or salted, as long as they are not roasted in prohibited or poor quality oils. And I might add, you want to not have refined salt either. You want to salt your own nuts, I think. Real salt. But I eat them without salt because I have enough salt on my other food and I don't need to add any more salt. And most of the time I eat them with a fruit, preferably one that... Almonds are on the alkaline side of our diet. Still can't get to this thing to turn the page. I don't really need to have something that is more alkaline because the almonds are at a rate of about 5. But I like them with something that's a little tart, or sometimes I'll eat them with my dried bananas. For a long time, I was just very hungry for dried bananas, and so I just thought they tasted really good. But I must have eaten enough of them because now I'm having primarily organic dried cranberries. And I usually eat those. I was eating the ones from Costco, but I know they use sulfates in them. And so I found, and back on, we have all these organic things. And so I found organic dried cranberries with apple juice for a sweetener. So anybody else have anything to say about eating nuts? Okay.
I really enjoy the pumpkin seeds. For some reason, I just seems like they're very high in zinc and magnesium.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the things that men should probably have, more zinc. And that's
true.
The purpose, and one of the reasons I eat the pumpkin seeds, and I just never did. I never thought I'd like them until I tried them, and now I have them every day.
Oh,
I put them, actually put them in my, put them in with my salad. Is what I do with them.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I eat lots of almonds, Ruth, and I love almonds, and so I keep them right close by, and when I'm having a meal, that's what my good fat consists of, is almonds. Sometimes it's avocado, but mainly it's almonds.
Well, you know, I just don't think that they make you gain weight. I think that I eat them all the time. They don't make me gain weight. And so I think they're a very good fat. But in this program, they're considered a protein as well. But back to the pumpkin seeds also. I got organic pumpkin seeds that they were raw when I got them because I didn't want to buy the cooked ones, baked ones or whatever they had there. Because I knew they already had salt on them, and I don't think they're going to put the right kind of salt on. The refined salt has, we'll be covering that in just a moment. Refined salt, I think, maybe it was someplace else I was reading, it has some chemicals on it. You don't want to have that refined salt, that's sodium silicate or something. So I just took the almonds and laid them out in a pan, I sprayed the PAM spray, which is just lecithin, which is a healthy fat. Hopefully it's not contaminated with something, on it so that then my salt would stick on it. And then I just sprinkled the real salt. Kathy in here Dr. McCola talks about Himalayan salt, but I don't know where to get that. So I'm still using the real salt. It comes out of Utah. And put that on there, and those sunflowers, they're pumpkin seeds, they were so good. I about ate a whole bunch of them. I could stop eating them, Mommy. So I thought, well, I don't know if I better cook these very often. But I'm certainly going to cook. I've got quite a little bag of them. I'm going to make up some more. You reminded me of that, and I would love them in the salad.
I have the same problem. Can you just eat one? My answer is no. Can you eat one handful? My answer is no.
Me too. Well, they're really tasty. Did you bake yours?
No, I get them from a company called Eden Foods. They're an organic company.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I get mine.
Okay. Okay, so Why are fresh and dried vegetables often treated differently? So we have fresh corn, was the example, is counted as a vegetable, but dried corn counts as a grain and is not allowed during the elimination phase and in the quieting inflammation. Fresh green beans, including edamame and green limas, count as a vegetable, but dried soy, lima, and other dried legumes count as protein. And so they don't, at least they don't turn into a grain, like corn does. So that explains something that I didn't realize before when I was trying to figure out why, how to put it on the chart. Okay, and then we've talked a lot, and I know we've talked a lot about fats on the plan. And a good, the plan, TQI, eliminating inflammation, does not limit the amount of good fats in the diet. So like Karen was talking about, we can all eat all the almonds we want. We can eat all in proportion, and that would be in the protein section, and then the avocados would be in the vegetable section. And I even put the avocado in my smoothie. Somebody told me that. I didn't think of that myself. It made it very, very smooth, so I like that. And coconut oil is a good oil. And olive oil, she said, we should control all the overall fat content of the diet by making olive oil our primary oil. And the reason, she said, is as few of us drink olive oil by the cup. I should think not. Then she talks about, we might have an occasional pat of butter on a baked potato. And then speaking of the baked potato, what is occasional? I thought we maybe should talk about that a little bit. And occasional for me, and a baked potato for me, is probably about once a month, probably at the most. But that's because the potato is very high glycemic, and the other thing is the potato is a member of the nightshade, and nightshade is something that you don't want to, a lot of people would not want to have on the elimination diet, but I already know that I have a problem with it, but I like to have a potato now and then, and then since I have it so rarely, I have butter on my baked potato as well. I don't know what size a pat of butter of mine would be called, but probably not too small. So, okay, any comments about that or any of the things we said right here? Experiences that you, what you're doing and how you're feeling with it?
One of the things I found in the potato field, and that's sweet potatoes. I do have about a sweet potato every week. And the nice thing about it, it's very alkaline. It's one of the foods that are alkaline. Plus, of all the potatoes, the sweet potato is the one that is the least acidic. Let me put it to you that way. Mm-hmm. And it's also a nice color and everything else. And so that's what I do on my potato side. And I actually drizzle olive oil on it. That's what I do. Extra virgin because of the monosaturated fats.
Mm-hmm. Lots of beta carotene also.
Yep.
And I for a while I kept I would just have a real thing I can slice them up really fast and when they're raw, and so I usually peel them, and I'll get into why I peel so many of my things that I buy at the grocery store, and slice them up and then. I hadn't put olive oil. I'm going to try that because they get a little. When I bake them, sometimes they get a little hard, and that olive oil would help keeping them nice and soft. And boy, that was another thing. I put them in there, and then I would just eat them all. They were so good. So anyway, so lots of things to do with those sweet potatoes. There are so many good things we can eat. We don't have to worry about the things we can't eat or shouldn't be eating. Just switch over. They're just really good things. How do we know if an oil is deodorized or solvent extracted? And that's a big problem with some of the oils. Manufacturers, and this is what she said, how to tell. Manufacturers whose oils are carefully processed typically make a point of explaining the care that they take to make a superior oil. And so if it doesn't do that, well, just figure that it just went through a real quick refining process, which included a solvent, probably. A little research reveals that most grape seed, which would, and rice bran oils even, are hexane extracted. Hexane is a toxic solvent that you should avoid. Probably should if it's toxic. Similarly, avocado oil is often solvent extracted. So then we're back to olive oil, and even watch the olive oil and be sure it says, you know, that it's cold pressed or unrefined and that type of thing. And so healthy store sites will help you find brands of oils that are neither refined nor extracted with solvents. So having a website is, I mean, a computer and be able to get on a website is valuable. Are the saturated fats in coconut oil a problem? And we talk about it being healthy, but she said coconut oil is a saturated plant oil, but the coconut oil is built from a different type of acid than the saturated fats. And so early research shows that these fatty acids do not raise the risk of heart disease and may even have a beneficial effect on ratios of LDL and HDL. And that ratio is what's important. Get that HDL up. And so sometimes my LDL is a little bit high, but I always get a good report because my HDL is really high. And so that's probably from eating all those nuts. And also that, concerning coconut oil, Polynesians who consume a rich diet rich in coconut milk do not suffer widely from high cholesterol. He said it's better for you than butter. So Dennis is now using coconut oil on his toast instead of butter. And instead of peanut butter, too. Any comments?
This is Kathleen, and for several years now, I've been using coconut oil instead of butter on just about anything.
Tastes good too, doesn't it?
I mean, I even made fudge and substituted coconut oil straight across for butter. Almost made it a healthy thing.
All right.
It tastes good, yes, and it's good. I think it's really good. I put it on my skin. I have eczema in my ears, so I put coconut oil in there.
Uh-huh. Awesome. You know, your ears smell good. the coconut oil, we want to be sure that we get extra virgin, and it, when you open the lid, it should not smell rancid. Somebody got some noise. Sorry if you're smothering your phone or whatever it is you're doing there. This is *6, I mean, *6. Making noise? Got noise? Thank you. Okay. Coconut oil should smell really good. Well, I have two of them, and they both say that they're extra virgin, but one of them is more solid-like than I've been using it for cooking. But this other one that Dennis uses on his bread and everything, we're going to always use it from now on. And I think it's called Now, is it called? It's got a picture of a sunshine on it, but there's several of them. You opened up your jar, and as it says, it does say extra virgin on it, and it just smells so yummy, you just want to get a spoon and have a bite of it. And so that's what your coconut oil should smell like, and it's kind of really soft, too, like soft butter. Okay. How about eggs? What about the saturated fats in the eggs? Are they a problem? Some people have been advised to limit or eliminate egg yolks in their diet, and Kathy says, I believe that fresh whole eggs from well-raised chickens are unlikely to cause any health problems. And a lot of us listen to Roger Drummer at 5 p.m. Pacific, and listen to his call or listen to his recordings, and he talks about eating about 30 eggs a week, and he is slim as he can be, and I've been eating at least probably an egg a day because it's such a good protein source for me. It makes me have So it's more mental clarity, and then I just feel like that, the protein from that just makes all the rest of the proteins complete that I eat during the day. And but the important thing that we do, I think what Kathy's talking about, what we do is we have, you can go and you can find organic eggs that are not fed genetically modified sprayed grains, and they're high in omega-3 fats. We want omega-3 fats much more than sixes. So this is a time when three is more than six.
Ruth, can I ask you something? If they say that it's an organic egg, does that absolutely guarantee that they are not fed the modified or genetically modified grains?
It should if they're USDA certified.
Okay.
And they should be out. And also, most of those then they say on them also that they are running around, or what is not in a cage, or something it says on the box. Again, it's sort of like the oil, and they make a point of saying these are organic, these chickens are free range or whatever, and the eggs are organic, then they should be good. Anyway, I hope so, because that's the ones I'm eating.
The other thing about eggs, in the same way with chickens, is that most chickens that are raised on farm-type situations for the production of eggs, a lot of them are fed antibiotics in order to so that they don't get sick and do whatever. So that's the other thing. They want something, eat something, whatever it passes on, whether it be the meat or the egg, or in this particular situation, if it's not organic or farm, what they call pasture-fed, then you also have that other situation that can occur.
Very good point, Monty. Why would we not want to have antibiotics for them? I probably wouldn't get sick. Say wrong. then when you do need an antibiotic and your body is already sensitive to it, then sometimes it doesn't work. When you want to have the antibiotic work, then it doesn't, for one thing. And there are many other reasons that you don't want to have be fed antibiotics on a regular basis.
Well, the other thing antibiotics do is they destroy the good flora in our digestive system. Whether you're taking an antibiotic that your doctor gives you, or whether you're taking an antibiotic through cattle, chickens, or meat that are fed those particular type of things. Antibiotics for growth, for whatever particular reason they're giving them the antibiotics, it's going to be passed on to you. And when you indulge in whatever, those things that have antibiotics in it, that's basically going to help destroy the good flora in our bodies. And we all know that, I think we do, that when we do take an antibiotic, even from our doctors, for whatever illness or whatever that they give it to us for, that basically the good flora, or the flora in our bodies, whether it be good or bad, is being destroyed. So that's one of the reasons for the purpose of eating good organic eggs.
Thank you. That is really good. If they're running around and eating the bugs and the greens, those are the people that are probably not going to be feeding their animals antibiotics. They're going to be healthy enough, they don't have to. And if you have to take antibiotics or have eating those, then you're going to want to have some acidophilus in your food, and that would be leading to having some dairy products, and that would take you right off because of the quiet inflammation. Because dairy products are not on it for the first 3 weeks when you're doing a testing. But you can get acidophilus in a liquid or in capsules to take if you feel like that you are having problems with your digestion, and that will help. Like if you have diarrhea, that would indicate probably that you have a problem with the flora that Monty's talking about, so then you have to get yourself some capsules of the, what did I just say that is? I always forget that word. Acidophilus. Okay. Then she talks about safflower or sunflower oils healthy, and says that any of them that are not deodorized, hydrogenated, or extracted using solvents, with the exception of canola, corn, cottonseed, non-organic soybean and peanut oil. Safflower and sunflower oils are fine for limited use. However, both oils are high in omega-6 fats, so neither should be very frequently. I was thinking about all the sunflower seeds I eat. I wonder if that would be true for that, too. So I think I'm going to have to switch to pumpkin seeds. And so especially careful about eating chips. Eating all these different chips that are made with safflower oil, or canola oil. Canola oil seems to be everywhere, so with the chips. So we have to make our own chips, and she said crispy kale is a much healthier choice. Now, I haven't tried that. That's in that recipe book. Anybody try making that crispy kale? Okay. I'm going to try that one day. I have some now, so I think I'm going to try making it. So she's not saying how often. And I've heard other people say how they can't stop eating that. Okay, so I'm going to say one more question about I didn't mention something about the potatoes I wanted to mention before. Why do potatoes count as grain? Because they are so high glycemic, she counts them as a grain. And so if you count them as a grain, well, then that means you have to eat other fruits and vegetables with them to counteract that high glycemic factor. So that's it for today on what I'm going to teach about. And so I wanted to see if you have any comments or... Liz sent us a note. And she started on the program, and she tried the walnut mushroom burgers in the Kathy Abascal book, and she said they are so yummy. Contain walnuts as well as pumpkin seeds.
So what's it called? Walnut?
Walnut mushroom burgers. I haven't tried them yet, so now Liz is telling us how good they are, so I'm going to have to try that.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
No, those are so yummy.
There's so many good things to eat that are very, very healthy. We've just been on a processed food trip for a long time.
I know. I'm like so impressed with how yummy everything is. Like I really thought the elimination phase was going to be so restrictive because, you know, there's so few foods that she's including on there. But oh my gosh, it's just been so good. I'm like, okay, this is great. You know, totally sustainable because, you know, I don't have to limit my portion and I, you know, I'm eating all good things. So now that I tried this recipe and it was so good, I'm anxious to try some more of Kathy's recipes. So we'll have to compare notes.
So far, those muffins in there are my favorite. I made some of those muffins for some guests that were here, and they didn't know that they were any different kind of a muffin, but they had a whole lot of nuts in them, all ground up. And then I put some, you know, my lemon cubes I talk about to up the alkalinity. And I decided I wanted lemon poppy seed muffins. And so I put three lemon cubes. I'm making a double batch. And so I put three lemon cubes, which is just an ice cube of only lemon ice cube. I squeezed the lemon juice. And so I put three lemon cubes in, and then actually I put a little pineapple in, too. I thought, well, I'll up the alkalinity some more, but they are. And then I did put blueberries in them. So they are very, very tasty.
Have you tried her sweet potato salad?
I haven't yet, Karen.
I made lots of that, and I ended up just keeping it in the refrigerator. And once in a while, I'd throw it into some of my smoothie, and I loved it in there. I loved the taste of pumpkin. I don't mean
sweet potato.
I love the taste of the sweet potato in there.
Well, I'm gonna have to try that. I've got to get some sweet potatoes so I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow we'll rejoin tomorrow with Martha Sue and be talking about some of the progress we're making, and looking forward to that. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.